It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. And, you know, we're a couple of weeks now out from the Christmas tree regalia. We're going to talk about what a great success it was and, you know, just what a great thing the community has done with this and how much money they've raised and kind of where that money's going to go. And she'll give us kind of an idea of where they're sitting at with that. And then, you know what, there are times during the holidays that you need a little extra help. And that's what the Family Support and Children's Justice Center is here for. And we're going to talk about different ways that they can help you, not just all year round, but especially during these holidays. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, Dave, thank you for inviting me.
So let's start off with, how were things for the regalia this year?
Oh, my gosh, Dave, this was probably one of the biggest success of the regalia that we've had. It's been amazing. And I'll tell you what, I know we're still working out some of the final figures and some expenses still trying to figure out, but it was around $45,000 is what the Friends was able to raise for this year's regalia. And we can't be more pleased and more excited and thrilled to hear how successful this event was.
Well, and you know what? We always talk about how great our area is when it comes to these things, and that's who we have to thank for this.
Absolutely. We have, you know, the members of the Friends Board spend countless hours putting this event on. I know they start clear back in August, and not only does the Friends put all this support and time into making this event successful, but the members of the community who come out, the people who donate the trees, the individuals who bid on the trees, and the different groups who come in and donate their time to help put together the event, clean up the event. I know that we had a group cleaning up the windows of the old Sears building. And just how the community comes together, the city, everybody just came together and just supported this event, and it turned out really, really good.
And if I know anybody that's there with the Friends of the CJC, they'll wait until about the middle of January, and they'll probably start planning again.
Probably.
And that's all right. It's a good time to get your stuff mapped out and know
right?
what you're going to do. So
exactly.
Look at it that way. So let's talk about the Family Support and the Children's Justice Center for just a moment, because you guys offer a wide variety of family services throughout the year, but there are some maybe that, oh, you know what, might come in handy this time of year. So let's talk about what services you guys have out there and then what people could take advantage of this time of year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this time of year, Dave, financial stress is probably the top of the stress chain, if you will. And we see parents that need the extra support, need some an opportunity just to take a little bit of a break, especially if they're going through these high stress times. And sometimes trying to manage children and care for them when you're highly stressed can be very difficult. So we want the community to know that we are going to be there to support you. So please, if you are feeling overwhelmed and stressed and you need a chance to maybe you just need to spend an hour or two doing some Christmas shopping and you need to do it without your kids, please call the center. Let us try to help you and see if we can't schedule a couple of hours so you can take that break.
And that's one of the things that you guys have there is respite care, and it's great for just that reason. You know, if you just need, like you said, a couple of hours away. The other thing, too, if you need, you know, doctor's appointments, if you've got those, if you just need to go grocery shopping or something like that, it's very simple. And all you've got to do is give them a call and they will help you out with all of that kind of thing. Because that's why they're here, is to help out families in the area. Well, Shelley, before you get out of here, I want to take a moment and just wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I hope everything continues to go great at the center. I know you've probably got things that you're working on and already getting ready to kick off for the new year. So it's going to be a lot of fun, the things that you guys do out there, and to keep people busy and keep people occupied out there. Had a great year, I'm sure, with your the kite flying and the family nights and the school back to school things. Those were all pretty successful for you, weren't they?
Absolutely. You know, it has been a really, really great year, and we are looking forward to 2023 and hoping we can even make 2023 bigger.
That's all that matters. Just keep getting bigger and better. Shelley Wright with the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave, and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.